I don't know where I'm walking. Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News the Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love of God. And in particular now, in order to for us to more fully believe God's love for us, what we're doing is we're watching Jesus and the Father love people, and then we're realizing this is the way he wants to love us. This is the way he wants to love you. And what can we expect from the Father? And what can we expect from Jesus? And we can see that in the life of Jesus, because as according to Hebrews chapter 1, like we've said, Jesus is the express image of the Father, okay? In other words, you ought to get your doctrine, and you can see how God is going to act. Now, I've said all that and if you've missed any part of this, I'm going to ask you to go to KurtOwen.com. There you can sign up for a free daily devotional on knowing and believing the love of God. We also have some other daily devotionals you can sign up for, how to hear from God. Usually they run about 31 days. Also on the website is some other materials. I'm teaching this in little snippets. We've actually got several different series. You can purchase them, or if you don't have the finances, we'll give them to you. Our partners make that possible. And if you'd like to become a partner, you can do that on the website as well. And then all of the fruit this ministry has can be yours in heaven and on earth. Now, we've been talking about, we're watching Jesus minister to a woman that has been caught in the very act of adultery. And let's go back again until John chapter 8, and we're going to be in verse 2. Now, early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded that such should be stoned. What do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they had continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. Now, that's right now we're in John 1. Now, let's again take all the religion out of it and get real with it. Jesus comes to church, he's preaching a meeting, he's ministering to a congregation. Group of preachers brings in a woman half naked because she was caught in adultery. You don't commit adultery with your clothes on. Hopefully she grabbed a sheet. Now, they are now, this group of preachers and the naked lady, are between Jesus and the congregation he was ministering to. That's the midst. Now, these guys want to know, hey, Moses says stoner. Do you say stoner or not? They're trying to pit him against the law and set him against the law of Moses, okay? And so it's going to be, yeah, stoner, and he's going to be like everybody else, or it's going to be don't stoner and... you don't respect God, you don't respect God, you don't respect God's law, you don't respect Moses. Now, again, she's not even a person to them. They don't really care about the law. They might be religious, but they don't really care about the things of God. And how do we know that? Because they didn't bring the man. If they cared about the things of God, if they cared about, then they would have brought the man. So they don't. Okay? And so the next thing that you see is Jesus gives them some instruction. He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. When he says that, okay, then he stoops and writes down again. And basically everybody realizes, I'm not qualified. But there is one man that's left there alone that is qualified, and that's Jesus. And so now it's Jesus again, the congregation, and the woman caught in adultery. Now, if you think about it, think about the pressure you would have as a minister having a naked lady brought into church. And now we're going to find out, do you stand against sin? Do you stand for sin? Where are you really at with this? Are you the God that we've heard so much about that is ready to smite thee, you know, and all of this? And so we're going to look at Jesus, because here's the thing. This woman was caught in adultery in the very act. This has just happened. At this moment, she has not opened her mouth. We have there's nothing to be said that she has repented, that she's sorry. All we know is that she has been shamed by these religious people. That's all we really know. Okay? And so Jesus is there in the midst. Now again, if the religious Jesus that we've heard of is true, either on one side or the other, we've heard about this religious Jesus who, you know, he's constantly trying to, you know, this God that is constantly trying to make you feel unworthy, constantly trying to make you feel dirty, constantly trying to accuse you and condemn you of your sin. Is he that one? Or is he the other one that religion says is, oh, he's just loving, he doesn't really care what you do because after all, he's love. Which is he? Well, the truth of the matter is he's literally right in the middle. And so he says this. He says, when Jesus raised himself up, and I love this, he saw no one but the woman. Now think about this. There's still a congregation present. His disciples are still present. And he sees nobody but the woman. Now think about that, okay? I want you to see Jesus, that he's been kneeling down. This woman's laying there. All the preachers have left. The congregation's still here. And he raises himself up and sees no one but her. This isn't a jury trial. This isn't about what those preachers thought. This isn't about what this congregation thinks. This is not about what even his disciples think. Jesus looks at her and says, I know they saw you, called you such, but you are not such to me. I see you. You are not a faceless person in the crowd. You are not a statistic. You are not just a member of the world at large. You are someone that I love. And so I'm going to shut the entire world out and see nobody but you. Girl, this is just about you and me. Don't worry about this congregation. Don't worry about those preachers. Don't worry about my disciples. This is you and me. You know, this is the beautiful thing about Jesus, and even more so now that he is omniscient, that he can be this to everyone. Is Jesus doesn't care what the world thinks about you. Jesus doesn't care what the world thinks. He sees no one but you. You've made some mistakes. You've sinned. You might have been told, you know, you were just nothing, but you are something to him. He sees no one but you. This is personal. This is love. Now, when he sees no one but her, is he ready to hit her in the head with a rock? Because the question's still out. And so he says this, he said to her, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Now let's just stop there for just a second. He addresses her completely. He is not a such to her. Notice something else. He doesn't feel the need to make her feel dirty. Hello, you horrible woman. Hello, you dirty thing. My God, you really got yourself into a mess, haven't you? That's you. You are a deplorable human being. I heard they were caught. He doesn't try to make her feel guilty. Doesn't try to make her feel bad. He asks the question, where are those accusers of yours? You want to know what that means? I'm not one of your accusers, ma'am. Where are those accusers of yours? What does that mean? I am not listed among them. I am not here to accuse you. I am not here to attack you. I am not here to victimize you. If you thought that that's who Jesus was, he isn't. If you've been told that's how Jesus is going to treat you, he won't. This is Jesus. You know, and a lot of times, quite frankly, there's some of you that are there right now that have been beating yourself up over things that happened decades ago, thinking that God is still mad at you. And it's a lie, because he is not the accuser of yours. He's not accusing you. He's not attacking you. He wants to help you. Jesus is not your problem. Jesus is the author of the solution to your problem. He's not the one that brought you to a place of shame and indignity. That's not him. Now, your sin, now ultimately, even though I believe that religion and these preachers brought her to a place of indignity, ultimately, if she wasn't in the bed, they couldn't have brought her, right? It was her choice. But yet he doesn't even condemn her for that. He doesn't even accuse her of that. See, a lot of times we even as Christians feel, well, like I've got to make them feel bad for what they've done. Really? Is that necessary? Because if it was, why didn't Jesus do that? Well, she already felt bad for what she did, but he didn't jump on it. He listed himself. I am not one of your accusers. I'm not listed among that group. So if you think that Jesus has been sitting there accusing you and holding aught against you, it isn't him. That's not him. And you need to quit seeing Jesus that way and run to him, not from him. Michael has some important announcements to you. But fix on this. Jesus is not the one accusing me. Neither is Jesus the one inspiring my accusers.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with Praise and Worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking his word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word advance to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word advance to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, A WCNO corporate underwriter has equestrian and western wear from head to toe